we used to make dress, leaf dresses, you know. You could get out where there's, what is this that grows so much in this grass that grows, little pieces, and then you break it off, and it'll be sharp enough to pin. We used to pin our dresses with it. It's a grass. What is that grass called? You say if you let an old field go long, it'll get what kind of a grass? It's wild, but it's.
I hope we come back to that. Well, I'd like to hear. That's not the injunction.
No. It's kind of like a straw, but if you don't fertilize your land, it'll turn to sagebrush.
I see.
It grows up real high. We went to a cemetery last Sunday, and the sage grass was about that high. Mm-hmm.
Is that sage or sedge?
Well, we always said sage.
Uh-huh.
I imagine it's sedge.
It is a sedge rather than...
I imagine. I haven't looked it up.
Okay.
But the old fashioned way was sage grass.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Talking about parents, you mentioned your step. You had it. Your female parent was your
stepfather and mother.
Okay, your mother was your real mother, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And how did you refer to your father in his presence?
Well. We had everybody in the family, grandchildren and great-grands, and all of them said, Pap and Mammy.
Okay.
And that's what we, I didn't say calling my stepfather, only to other people, but and to the family, he was Pap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your mother?
Was Mammy. She was Mammy to the grandchildren and all of them.
I see. And a lady who's lost her husband is called a lady whose husband has died is called a
widow.
Uh-huh. And if you were
divorced, you'd be a grass widow.
Grass widow, okay. Mm-hmm. How do married people refer to each other? If your husband...
Some say my old man.
All right. Now, what would your husband say about you? I must go get home.
Or the old woman will be mad at me.
All right. And together the father and mother are called just...
Parents.
And the older generation, your grandchildren call you what?
Granny.
Granny, and if your husband were alive, they might call him?
Grandpa, I guess.
Grandpa.